Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hope you have been enjoying Family Week here at the Organic Gardener Podcast. This isn't going to be a regular show. I just wanted to give you some updates from Montana. So lots of podcasters talk about their I made it moment. And one of them is always when their family members learns what a podcast is. My brother, of course, has been listening to podcasts for years and probably the person who turned me on to them. And my mom, being the hip woman who she is, who can do more on her iMac than most people, called me the other day to tell me a few things about my podcast that she's actually listening to. So there's my I made it. My mom's a listener. So first of all, she said, my challenge is leaving out a whole group of people. She said, what about those of us that grow herbs? I guess I just thought herbs would either be included in produce or flowers. I just thought if you wanted to grow an herb, you would just say, I pick oregano or I pick basil or whatever. So basil, fresh basil or rosemary's in the produce section of the grocery store. I just thought you would be included. So if you want to grow an herb, here's your chance. My mom even said as a bonus, she will offer you a special book on growing herbs organically. So if you want to enter our challenge and grow an herb, perhaps that you want to dry through the winter or even just some fresh mint. My brother yesterday on Monday's episode talked about they like to have fresh mint for their drinks during the summer. My mom's going to offer a herb book to one lucky gardener out there. So you guys have your own little special category. So I hope you're excited about that. And then the second thing she said is she thought the challenge was a little too much for a lot of people who don't want to grow so much produce. They don't really want to feed their whole family for a year. And I laughed because I thought, well, she could enter the challenge like 10 times over. She certainly grows enough herbs and dries herbs. Her, you know, porch is full of just yummy smelling herbs in the August and September when she's drying them. And also, doesn't she have a tomato plant or two that provide her for enough, you know, tomatoes for a whole season? Like, I don't think it takes as much as maybe people are thinking. So if you're a listener and you think our challenge for 2015 is a little bit overwhelming, I just want to encourage you, don't be so concerned. You know, just one packet of seeds would probably be enough to grow, a salad for most people, you know, a packet of lettuce or carrots. You know, just one packet of seeds is probably enough for you to enter our challenge. So if you're holding back because of that, you know, don't worry. Just, you know, go ahead, send us an email, you know, go to the website, awesomemontana.com, and click on My Screen Garden, the Organic Gardener Podcast, and, enter our 2015 challenge. We're going to close it at the beginning of July. So I really encourage you, for the next 2 weeks, think about if you've already put your seeds in, let us know what you planted, or if you haven't planted them yet, you know, go to the store, look at that packet. If you have any questions, if you need any help, you know, we'd love to help you. If you're worried about my challenge to my personal self to grow 750 sunflowers, you know, that's because I want to be a flower farmer who's growing for market. You know, my first year, 5 years ago, I planted 75 sunflowers, you know, and thought that was a lot, which was really just a packet of seeds. As a side note, I did open a couple of packets the other day of sunflower seeds that only had like a dozen seeds in them, but most, you know, packets probably have at least 50 to 75 seeds in them. So I just want to encourage you to dig in that dirt, plant something, anything, we're learning. So let us know what you think. We're always open for feedback. Though the other thing I want to say about herbs, I'm going to give a shout out to my friend Theodora, who was my guest on episode 13. She just started teaching some herb classes this weekend. What did she call them? Herb Gathering 101. So if you would be interested in learning about a class, if you live in Montana or you're coming to visit, you can connect with her. And she, I don't think she has a website up, but you can visit her. She has a webpage at visitnorthwestmontana.com. It's VisitNWMontana, visitnwmontana.com. And you just click on Theodora's Garden and Hideaway. She's even got a place you can stay, so you can, you know, rent her little, you know, it's really, it's just beautiful. You know, if you're looking for a place to come in Montana, I can't recommend it enough. It's just absolutely gorgeous. She's got a great view of the mountains. It's just spectacular. And you will learn a ton. Or if you, you know, if you're in the Flathead, if you're in Kalispell, or you're the Rika area, or even Missoula, and you just want to come up for a day and check it out. I know the classes are filling up like crazy. They've been super popular. One of my friends actually attended one, was kind of how I heard about them. And you can just learn a ton about herbs from Theodora. So like I said, she's in episode 13 on my show. I'll put the link there to her. You know, she's working on getting a website up. But like I said, you can go to Visit Northwest Montana if you want to learn anything about Montana. My friend Sandy has that website, and it's just wonderful, full of information. Eureka is a great place to visit. Another thing that's going on up here in Lincoln County is they're going to have a nutritionist from the county extension, Anita Galito, who's going to be giving a series of presentations using locally grown produce and recipes. There's going to be 8 presentations at noon. The first one's starting Wednesday, June 24th at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds Pavilion, which is up here in Eureka. Jim Finley, who was my guest a few weeks ago, sent me an email about that and thought my listeners might be interested in attending that or one of those presentations. And if you're interested, I guess maybe email me and I'll try to get you more information, or it's through the Lincoln County Extension agent, I guess. Another thing I wanted to do was just give out a shout out to some of my favorite podcasters. I downloaded this app called Podcast Addict on my Kindle. So now I can listen to way more podcasts. Like, I can only fit a few on my phone and it's reserved for my favorites. But having this new app on my Kindle, which I'm loving almost more than the regular podcast app, because it will, if I run out of one podcast, it just skips right to the next one, even if it's by a different producer or whatever. So one of the ones that I have been listening to is Teresa Lowe, who happens to be in my podcasting group, but she's got a thing called Living Homegrown. And so I'll put the links, I'll make a little, blog post about this. Living Homegrown is just an awesome resource for gardening, canning, sustainable living. She lives in Los Angeles. She's on Growing a Greener World. She's their canning expert, and she is just fantastic. I think you'll really like her podcast. And then the other one that I've been listening to a lot is Andy and Kelly, this husband and wife. They're in upstate New York, and they have a thing called, they call it the Coop Cast. Their farm is called Chicken Thistle Farm, and they're just funny couple. They're, you know, I love to hear them chat back and forth, and they're just full of tons of knowledge. And so I think you would like those. Since you're listening to my podcast, you must be interested in podcasting. There's so many more that I could mention. I mean, Dave from My Backyard Garden, Dave Ledoux is wonderful. Permaculture Voices that Keller Ware talked about on mine. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to do just a whole episode on my favorite podcast. So just thanks for listening. I love this audience. I can't tell you how wonderful it is. I'm totally addicted to checking my stats on Libsyn and seeing how our downloads are growing. So if you know of a friend to share this with, people have been connecting with me on Facebook this week, finally. And now that I'm kind of getting that together, I'm getting way more views on our website. So thanks for coming over to awesomemontana.com and clicking on Mike's Green Garden. I think you can go right to organicgardenerpodcast.com too now. Sorry, I haven't been to the library to check it on a different computer. Maybe if some listeners done that, you could let me know. And please just let me know if you have any comments, feedback, things you like, things you don't like. I've been trying really hard to improve my sound, talking into my mic. Better not people say that I kind of drop off at the end of my sentences. I'm working on that. It's something that's hard. If there's things you'd like to learn about, if you know of a guest or you'd like to be a guest, you know, we want different parts of the country that maybe I don't know anybody at. You know, anything you want to learn about or questions, you can reach out to me. I got a new Gmail. orgpodcast@gmail.com, just for organic podcast, orgpodcast@gmail.com, or Jackie Marie Beyer, Beyer's B-E-Y-E-R, on Facebook. So just reach out to me. Thanks. Keep the comments coming. Thanks for leaving reviews on iTunes. You're just all so sweet, and I just am really encouraged and hope that you're learning, and I'll just keep trying to do the best job I can. So thanks, everybody, and have a great day. Just get going, growing. Let's get growing. Bye now.